Blog Talk Radio.
Refugee camp. Conspiracy theory. Why? Yeah. Why?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. As long as love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. But in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words that you speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Anytime, anywhere, without
in the air. I feel it's a feeling here. What's it feel? Let me dare. What I do will be exclusive to do the using the reason I'm never keeping me in the new to me. But I feel a trash selling, trap melon. These chicken heads, back swelling. I'm game back, listen, play a million. I bag eggs and I stuff them right back. My bad self, you build up the tennis. Tell me, yeah, the finish. Back in the dinner, play the death of finish. The middle, the minute, the finish, the minute. Get your heart so stuck together. Watch yourself as well, I'll stop your health. So when you rock, yeah, Dennis.
And you don't notice
it. You make yourself fast. What you want is in your ass. What's it? I'll show you something else. Get the stick. Get out.
You know, I'm making a cadaver. I'm first shitting on a whole major rock and sand floor. My first name, Chino. I'm a last name, Richard. People have to scroll up and die with you and chores here. But then it's a warfare when it's crazy shit. My style like this, exactly. Y'all got it, just running all the same shit. I hate these bitch devils that want to confess shit. Jesus, came to the vocal booth like, nigga, I'm through the next game, so text me. Battling, you will become a dead man. And answer a lot of fake chinos like Craig Mack, a fake red man. But I'm above the surface of this rap circus. Write more and click up the verses on accident. Then you pin on purpose. So you reverse this race to flash like fat asses on a nun. And I'm five blacks in front of blacks and then 12 baths for fun. I hate you for the passion, Nick. Right, shit, faint like a handsome. Historically known for bigger than the house like a mansion. My pain drunk first in the first verse. It's a bad curse, bad verse. Don't you at church? Passengers divided by fat curse. In the rap of dirt, it's a fat earth for my pen dirt. Back to birth, but fight mass occurs. Occurs if we match words or pack words. I smack curves. Read green eyes like Bob Dylan. Beat the mind. Fucked up like Max Bell's hand do. And I'm speaking sick until I'm dead. The types of rent. Holla 3-4-8 times. Just a laugh like LL's head. When you rap them, it's no Joe's heart. Watch it blow up. You ain't active. A rap lost the beat when it grows up.
Shot goes out to my man DJ Zoo Man for definitely holding it down at Glance Radio. We'll talk on where they do that radio. We're going to definitely keep here to do the same. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, it's all about this urban awareness. It's all about these G's definitely doing what they do. Now, I've been getting some heartfelt emails, a lot of folks saying, yo, Jay, man, when you going to come back to the show? When you going to let us know what's up, what's happening? Yo, I'm in the building. I'm doing what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, I'm busy all the way around making sure that we keep this exclusive content coming to you all day long. All week long. Real talk, it is what it is. You can catch us on our normal regular broadcast time, which starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can actually tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/wherethedothatatradio. You can also visit us at the website, which is wherethedothatatradio.webs.com. You can also go to the new website, which is WTDTA Radio. Real talk, WTDTA radio.webly.com. Yo, you can hit us up at 347-934-0318. You can also catch us on the live chat, live line at 570-533-0071. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, and yo, like I said, because the day is the day, There's a lot of stuff that we want to definitely discuss, a lot of stuff that we definitely want to get out there. So, man, I'm going to hit you with some more joints. I'm going to let you know what's up and what's happening. Then we're going to come up with more exclusive content. This is the Urban Experience Like Never Before, where we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild.
And you know this. And you know this. You know
what sort of record?
Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
What if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm gonna go to the party on time. club, now she wanna stay with us. Can't be sitting it off, don't care what I'm paying for. Used to be too young, now I'm out here right at the bar. Every time I look up, it's another red cup. Bunch of niggas in the game, but they ain't playing with us. They just playing enough. And them niggas ain't balling, they just laying it up. Standing cause I'm just rolling Halloween while on my way to the club. I had to wait at the club, but now I don't, cause everything is on me. The drinks is on me. The bitch is a hotel, the weed is all free. Can't hide me so high, we see the whole street. We fly me so fly, we need a whole wing. We be on the
Light change gon' be alright. Light please, turn up the light. Now everything just seems so bright. How you make the darkness seem so bright. The light things gon' be alright. Like trees. Like trees. Like trees. Yo.
That's my man, Jay Cole. Life, please, real talk, man. My man, doing some real stuff. He's definitely holding it down. Real talk, underground artists at their best. Real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Now, this next joint I'm going to drop on you is definitely one that was sent to me from my man, yo, DJ Main Event. Real talk, this joint is called Gone. Real talk, you're going to hear it live on where they do that radio, which is WTDTA Radio. Oh, yo.
Keep my niggas stressed about why I quit the hustle when I got so much to do. But they don't get the lesson. I said I'm gonna be a custom to. It's gonna be a custom for me. It ain't gonna make them stuck. Nigga, what you rushing for? Hold you magnified and bone turning when your luck is up. Tripping on niggas, you know you can't even fuck with them. Give you a stab and then you drag it. It's a custom for me. Because she's down without cams, you can never fuck. For what you mistake, the only job, what you see me. It's super great and bad, but put on life, you wouldn't reach it.
Sorry about that, having smaller technical difficulties, but we back. We holding it down, real talk, man. On where they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. And real talk, man, I've been on the campaign all day long, you know, actually been broadcasting on three different radio broadcasts. Definitely holding it down, letting everybody know what the business is. Because, yo, real talk, today is the day. I want you to definitely conform that to your memory. Today is the day. Today is the day that we definitely make a point to take a stand on a lot of stuff that's going on in our community. Today is the day that we take refuge and we actually take heed to a lot of the things that are around us. You know, so I'm going to keep dropping these joints on you. I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to go to the request line right quick, see what's up, see what we got checking in, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at, on where they do that at radio. Yo, caller, last four DW number is 9297. You're definitely in the building on where they do that at radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Man, it's your boy Burf, man. Checking on in, just saying where they do that at. What it is, J-Dog?
Hey, we doing it right here all year, man. What's up? What's happening with you, Burf Mark?
Hey, man, you know what I mean? This is Slow Motion Monday, so, you know what I mean, just pretty much just trying to finish putting everything together, you know what I mean, to do a late night Wednesdays. And shut them down Thursdays, you feel me? So
Right, you got to start early in order for you to make all that happen, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, I'm definitely feeling you, man. I'm starting the week out early, real talk. We definitely grinding it, doing it all the way around. Shouts out to my man, DJ Zoo Man, Glance Radio, definitely in the building. Like I said, Last FM, CBS, AOL, everybody is definitely, you know, riding with us and vibing with us. Real talk, you already know what it is, man. You got to start the grind early in order to get it out there, man.
Sure, you're right. Sure, you're right. Can't be ten steps behind, not down. Sure, or that is your behind.
Ten steps behind, that is your mind. That's real talk. That's definitely real, man. That's definitely real. Real talk, man. Well, yo, man, I got one hell of a show definitely planned out for you today. I got my girl, Miss Green. She's going to be chiming in, definitely giving you the business, definitely letting everybody know, you know, to get your mind right and keep that thing all the way tight, you know, keep the mind focused. Yo, understand and know, man, real talk, there are a lot of stuff definitely popping off. And for all y'all that didn't have a chance to definitely check out the website, new postings are up. Go to WTBTARadio.webly.com. Definitely check out what's going on. Definitely check out the movement. Check out everything that's on there. Real talk, because I don't want you to miss one thing. One thing at all. Matter of fact, I got a very special interview that I actually pre-taped earlier on my radio segment that was done earlier part of the day. I'm going to be rebroadcasting that on this show today from my man, C.O.R. You know what I'm saying? Yo, real talk. We're definitely trying to get my man up in the booth, man. He's really out there, really holding it down and representing it for the home team, representing it for everybody. Really about this urban awareness and really where it needs to be. So you definitely don't want to miss that, man. Real talk. You know, I'm going to see if I can get my girl, Miss Rare Breed, on this thing to see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, we going all in tonight, man. We going all in tonight, so you ain't got to definitely worry about that, man. But why I got you locked in, what you want to let them fans know, man?
Man, I wanted to do, you know what I mean, definitely let them know this Saturday it is going down. You know what I mean, come and vibe with your boy. Be in Greensboro, North Carolina. Got a big music conference out there. They personally invited your boy to do your thing, do my thing, or what have you. We got about like 7 labels, big head labels is going to be there, from Def Jam, Interscope, Atlantic Records, Young Money, Universal, Jive, and a few others, what have you. So, you know what I mean? Come out there, vibe with me, watch me do my thing, and come out here and network. You know what I'm saying? This is what this shit is all about.
That's right. That's what it's all about. It's all about empowerment. It's all about definitely networking, getting the word out there, doing what you do, man. Come, you know, so definitely I'm gonna be sending some fans and some artists out that way, man. Real talk, definitely. So we're gonna definitely see what's up, see what's happening. You got my man Birthmark in the building. Your Birthmark, you already know how we do, man. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, man, because I'm finna definitely keep it all the way 100. We finna hold it down, bro.
I'm riding. I got my seatbelt on, bro.
Now, what's up? Now, what's up? Hey, you're going to need it. Real talk. You already know what it is. I'm going to see if I can get my next guest on the line and see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where they're doing it at, on where they do that at, Ray D. Oh, yo, caller, last 4 digit up your number is 6141. You're definitely in the building on where they do that at, radio. Who we got checking in?
What's good, J-Dawg? It's the one known as Miss Rare Breed.
What's up, Miss Rare Breed? What's good with you?
Okay, wait, well, now that I got my introduction out of the way, I'm feeling a little offended, and, you know, by what Birthmark just said, and, you know, rewind, I'm going to rewind a little bit. Birthmark said it's Slow Monday. I think you forgot it's Miss Rare Breed Monday. It ain't nothing slow about me, baby. So, watch your tone, please.
Okay. Well,
you know,
he's
not,
on the...
No harm done. You know, I'm a little mad, but I'll get over it. But,
okay.
Yeah, just, you know, don't try me like that no more, Birthmark. You don't know me.
I hear you. You definitely right. You know what I'm saying? It's not Slow Motion Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's Miss Rare Breed Monday. Real talk. Definitely appreciate you definitely calling in, checking in, sharing with the fans what's up, what's happening, man. So what's been going on with Miss Rare Breed? What's been going on out there, man?
Man, class, I'm so sick of school. I'm ready to quit. But, you know, I can't quit, but still, I'm tired. I was there from 8 this morning till 6 o'clock this afternoon, just doing extra stuff. Lord, pray for me.
Well, I hear you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to definitely pray for you. We're going to hold it down. You know, sometimes Mondays are the days that you come off of that slope of the weekend, and then, you know, you got to go back to the grind, and it's like, sometimes it can get overwhelming. Trust me, I know the feeling. I woke up today and almost forgot that I posted, done like 2 other broadcasts. So I've been up all day on the radio all day and got to go hard all night. So real talk, I already know what you mean, man. It's like, it is what it is. But at the same token, we have to do what we got to do. We got to do what we got to do. So, you know, this goes with the territory, man. This goes with the territory. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why in these next 2 hours, man, we're going to definitely do some things to definitely intrigue you, to wake up the mind, to definitely get you where you need to be so you can definitely prepare for the rest of this week, because real talk on where they do that radio is all about the Urban Experience. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Hey, matter of fact, hey, I'm going to bring my man Birthmark back on, man. I just got a text from him, man. I'm going to let him know that he formally apologized for what he just said. I'm going to bring him back on. Your Birthmark, your day, man.
Yeah, I'm right here chilling. My bad, Miss Rev Reed. My bad. I'm going to have to turn that slow motion Mondays to all the way live Rev Reed Mondays out there. My bad.
You better have callback.
I got you, sis. I got you.
I am the four brat of where they do that radio. Y'all just bending. It's sad.
Man, you know.
I was just talking about on my side.
Okay.
But it's all good. Real talk, it is what it is, man. I want everybody, like my man Birthmark said, man, put your seatbelt on, strap up, sit back, relax. Do what you do, because I got some exclusive stuff for you. Like I said before, man, it's all about getting your mind wrapped around what it is that we got to do. You know, a lot of folks saying, what is it that we got to do, man? You know, well, just hold on for a minute. I'm going to tell you what you're supposed to be doing. I'm going to lock in. I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to do what we got to do. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to drop some more exclusive joints on you, get the mood right, get the mode right. You know what I'm saying? We got to set the mode for everything. You know what I'm saying? On where they do to that radio, it's all about the Urban Experience. Yo, I see you, Arizona. I see you checking in. Yo, shot goes out to all the fans definitely doing what they do. This is the Urban Experience like never before. Well, we are definitely getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. Just ride with me for a second.
Say you wanna party, let's party, all right?
I bet the outcome is gorgeous. Rosie Daisy Walters trying to crazy office. Sex scandals in my office. Privileges like a resident, destined to be enormous. Negligence in my residence, counting all of my life. Kickball with the evidence, horror when I first started. Six floor with it ever since, backing it from the future. Quick draw, my error is absolutely mine. Big 40 and heaven pinch. Hand in my area, spray. All bacteria weight. Ah, my area, you break. Niggas carry weight. Me to none, standing here in my front. Godzilla when I come, damn it, here when I'm done. Heart beating from the drum, damn it, here you want something. I'm not bumbling, spare you a crumb. Some of the castles, hope you're telling me your ass. More like a linebacker, ass you, bleeding tap. We get the sword, sword, all you do is hold. We will get some more balls, man, it's all you do. Like a better bitch, so I'm gonna get the ball.
Off my mind. I be falling off my grind. Speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes I wonder to these deep thoughts my mind. Taught my royalty can't be far now. Sweet soldier who used to talk to toast. Now I pay the motor rope. The coca baker's so come on. Sometimes I look back and wish I still had it. Till I finally see it up to the side of the grass. Don't get me wrong, the boys still be in it. Every time I hit the studio, no, I'm straight beast. It seems like most of these rappers are from my face. They can try to pose as your home, huh? Why the world struggling through problems? When it's taking cheap way, we're starting to bargain. Come on, my homie said he's struggling to buy diapers. He's the right one that's addicted to this drug cypher. Hit the block, pop a few packs. Let's fuck up, turn around, walk back. We doing the murder rap. Sometimes, got these thoughts from my mind. Sometimes, I be falling off my grind. Keep my thoughts through my mind. Sometimes, stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes, got these thoughts from my mind. Sometimes, I be falling off my grind. Keep my thoughts through my mind. Stress won't get off my mind. Get the money, you get paid. Just making my point and say, you to see what I've been. No subliminals about you, but I mean it. Say that there's so much empty and empty to take. It's time that's full of weakness. I'm part of the problem here. This is not a secret. Got the difference in the scheme. This is how I keep it. For my family, I was doing taking God in decent. I be in the prison. It's all love with no time for mission. Business minded as I'm on my business. When I thought I finished, I was going to leave at the time. Shit, send it. Think he took the brains from my head in the vibe. In mind, I'm prepared to have this world on my palms. Man, before I bet, my night's not moved up. Because I still haven't slept. My thoughts keep running as I'm chasing success. All at once, when I'm deep, I'm driving the booty. I still be watching. Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind. Sometimes, I be crawling off my grind. Sometimes, keep my thoughts through my grind.
To the radio station, so I just wanted to give a shout out to my dad. because without him, I wouldn't be here. That's pretty much it. I just want to give a shout out to my dad because I know he's actually listening. He's actually, you know, if you guys, when I first released Walk Like I Walk, I sent it to him. He's actually promoting it over there in Iraq. He's an E6 sergeant in the Army. So, and it, you know, it's, I'm thankful that he's here. He came back to the States last year, you know, and after my mom passed away. So I just want to give a shout out to my dad. That's all.
All right. Hey, well, all right. Well, your pops, yo, your baby girl is definitely holding it down and doing what she do, man. Yo, tell them truth to keep doing what they do. Real talk, man. I got some stuff for you, man. So y'all already know what it is. Real talk, like I've been telling everybody before, urban awareness is such a big deal right now. Urban awareness is really the focal point of what a lot of folks need to be talking about. You know, I had a very interesting conversation in an interview with one of my fellow artists, a guy that's really avid in his community, really avid in it through his music, very expressive. He doesn't hold punches, so you know what I'm saying? For all y'all that don't know about my man, Mr. NYC, you know, in his music, he's very blunt. You know, he's not hiding anything. He's letting you know really what the business is, what's popping off. And this is just part of an interview that actually took place early part of the day, which was distributed directly through Glance Radio, AOL, Yahoo, Last FM, CBS. Yo, the entire listening base definitely got, you know, whiff of this, and I felt it was definitely worthy of us definitely reiterating and bringing it back for all of our listeners live on where they did it at radio. So I want you to just check this out, how it's going down. Real talk, the number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. Remember, today is the day. You know, I want you to remember that. Real talk, it is what it is. Check this out.
No, I mean, no.
I hear you, man. Yo, real talk, yo, we want to let our listeners know, man, we're back on the air. Yo, part 2. Actually, part 1 of a whole series, which is called Today is the Day. I got my man, Mr. NYC himself, Corey Flute. Yo, one of the guys that's definitely out in the field, keeping it real, letting everybody know what's up and what's happening now. You know what I'm saying? I've been bragging to a lot of the young artists, pretty much, you know, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the work that you actually do in terms of the community with the music. You know, today is a very real issue concerning a lot of our youth, you know, something that I know you're definitely very passionate about, something that you definitely, you know, have no bones about letting anybody know really what the business is and what's going on around. What I'm going to do right here, I'm going to give you a definite chance to just definitely just, you know, really, really, really implement and really talk about, you know, to the listeners, you know, that's locked in. We're actually live on the CBS, AOL, Yahoo Open Feed, Last FM is definitely redistributing as well as Dish Network. So we got a lot of people that are definitely locked into this broadcast. What I'm going to do, like matter of fact, before I drop this joint and really have you just really just give the world what the business is, the joint, you know, Line of Judah, the joint in due time, you know, the mindset behind both those joints really kind of catch our new listeners up on just really what all that's about before I drop this joint on them in due time.
Well, Line of Judah is basically trying to, you know, wake people up. That's my spirit, you know what I'm saying? That's waking them up. That's the line. And that's the Judah is every black person that's in America. You feel me? That's the black Americans. Just trying to wake my people up a different way than the other stars that's out right now do their thing. That's why you heard me mention names as Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Diddy, a set of them. But I'm trying to come through, and just because I'm from New York like them, I'm trying to do it like them. I'm a different breed. So that's what Line of Judah was about. It was just to wake the black Americans up and let them know what they are and where they come from and what they really come from. You know what I mean? In due time, it's just about, you know what I'm saying? That's everything that's going on right now. You know what I mean? That's everything that's going on right now, up to the date, up to the time. And it's just letting people know, like, yo, in due time, like, you got to get ready. You got to be focused, like, it's right now. Like, if you're not focused right now, like, you got to really build yourself. Like, because right now, you see what's going on, like, as far as with the communities, the cops is out more, the D's is out more. Shootings is happening more, the girls is out more, everything is out more, you feel me? So mm-hmm. It's just in due time, like you'll never know, but it's in due time. So I'm ready, so you got to be ready. So that's what in due time is about.
Definitely. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to definitely drop this joint on you, then I'm going to definitely let my man, I'm going to turn the beast loose on you, man. Real talk, I'm going to let y'all know, real talk, like I told you before, today is the day. Today is the day that we wake up, we open our minds up to really what we must do in order to survive. I mean, it's about survival at this point. It's about survival.
I got no thing right now. It's for real, man. Nobody don't like you. Nobody care about you. Like, and nobody has to be here. Like,
that's right.
It's crazy. It's a crazy game. It's a good and an evil game, man. It's really a good and evil team right now, man. And
that's right. You gotta know. That's right. You gotta know. You gotta know where you stand.
You gotta know where you fit. You gotta know where you fit. You gotta know who you are. Like, you never know who you are. You gotta know the history, brother.
Right.
A lot of us don't even know our history. Like, that's messed up through schools. You feel me?
Exactly.
Through schools and generation and generation, passed down. The history been changed around. So it's just, we all like in a big cup just sitting. You feel me?
Right.
Crazy.
A big one. Definitely. Well, yo, you already know how we're going to do it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to run your joint in due time. We're going to come back. And then we're going to definitely let them have it, man, because real talk, man, I got a lot of stuff I'm going to drop on them in this segment, so we're going to definitely see what's up, see what's happening. This is WTDTA Radio. Y'all got my very special guest, Mr. NYC himself. Real talk, you already know what it is. The joint here is called In Due Time. After this joint, we're going to let you know what the business is. Check this out.
I'm no recruiter, I can't need a ruler. Watch me turn into a shooter. I see this super. I'm kryptonite, call me Lex Luthor. I'm a dog off the leash. Shit me with no scooper. Pivot to demons. Pivot birth from semen. What's any given Sunday? I'm shining like Willie Beeman. Steaming cush that I'm breathing. Everything's for a reason. That's why I'm teasing. Block hot when you're breathing. No assistance with power. Power die in a shower. 4 o'clock on the hour. Leave your face with the tower. Mama told me, watch what it's falling in the face. If the grass is too high, then chop it down to see the snakes. Young nigga, on my soul, 2,000 years old, and I'm send you to a place where you wouldn't want to go. Back, I won't have it. Living life is a bad thing. That's why I'm crazy and wild and drive faster. I keep singing the same old story, but I change for the pain and glory. Each time,
smelling like money. 4 days old, same clothes, rack money. Dropped out of school, but I think you's the dummy. Believing what you was taught without feeding from me. I'm the highest priest, see me on the streets with the beast. I'm cool with the killers, the villains and the fiends. The world's so small, but with lifestyle big. Crack to the back, pumping ass like this. Sudden daughter, land, air, and water. My spirit is stronger than motherfuckers on the corner. Sing to the soul, so bring you the gold, so bring you the truth. May the truth be told. Illuminati want my mind, body, and my soul. Living in war since I was playing flag holes, dropping jewels like the Africans in Egypt. This whole region invested with demons and devastating. Keep singing the same old story, but I need for the pain and glory. Each time, my God, I learn to go before me. There's a reason for all things for me. Each time, my God. Thank you.
Talk. That's my man, Corey Sleep, Real Talk. The joint is called In Due Time. It's definitely my brother, man. It's definitely time for everybody to definitely wake up to this reality, man. The reality of some real shit definitely popping off. Real shit is definitely going on. Now before we drop it and really get these folks really what they need, I'm just going to play a smaller clip from an episode from my guy. You know, we already know who he is. It's my man Alex, you know what I'm saying? Alex Jones. Real talk, really giving the barometer of what's going on in the communities and what's going on with this whole race and this debt ceiling, all this stuff that they're looking to do. I just want you to just peep game, and then we're going to definitely chop it up and break it down for him, man. Check this out.
Union, then 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll get you up and on the air. But don't worry. Obama is going to, outside of law, start restricting the Second Amendment. Like, he's already begun. He's telling gun shops, you do whatever the ATF tells you. There's no law. You just do what they say. That was announced all over the news last week. And he says, I got an executive order. It's coming down. You're not going to be able to buy guns if I say so. Won't be able to find out why you're on the list. It's freedom. That's freedom. Just like not having a garden is freedom. This is freedom. Obama launching wars without congressional approval and then saying they're not wars. That is definitely a big sign of freedom. The White House threatening to up the debt limit without even having Congress involved. Again, what do you expect in a country where you can't have a garden in your yard? It's not just up in Oak Park, Michigan. I saw last year in Oklahoma, the mayor was saying, maybe we need inspections of backyard gardens. Maybe you need a license. They could be growing marijuana. You could be. You're all guilty. After all, the government sticks their hands down people's pants. You get in their mindset, hey, we stick our hands down your pants. To go through the TSA, a five-year-old might be a terrorist, an old lady.
Yo, I'm just going to just stop right there. My man finna get fired up. Real talk, yo, Flute, man.
Yeah, he was talking.
Yo, did you hear
him? He just say that. He was talking.
Yo.
He was talking, man. He was talking. It's like, I didn't even know that. Oh, you said Obama said something about the guns.
Yeah, I'm going to break this down. The whole deal with the guns is this. All right. The switch is this, all right? This is the first year that they actually asked every American that actually filed an income tax to declare their weapons, and they will give you an extra tax exempt if you declare them. Well, of course, a lot of folks being, doing what they do, they listed that, you know, they bear arms, they got 10 rifles, 10 shotguns, blah, blah, blah. All right, now, under executive order, because he can do this, as long as he can express that there's a war without even Congress or any of us having to say so, is that he's made a list. They got a list. And when I say list, ladies and gentlemen, this is the very same list that they have when they declare the war on drugs, the same list. They know where you are, where you live, where you reside, what you do. So they're watching. Now, check out the move. If they're restricting you from having weapons to protect yourself, that means they can come in and just basically remove you if you're a problem. I want you to understand. Exactly. Now, check out the move. All right. Everybody's so focused on the debt ceiling and everything that they're not going to do or what they will do, whatever the case may be. This was also announced in the same breath in terms of all the other stuff that that is popping off right now. Everything was basically announced in that capacity where pretty much – you had to pretty much make a decision to decide exactly what you was going to actually do, you know what I'm saying, in an event that an uprising or a revolution took place. So what Obama basically put in place was this. And I'm not just blaming Obama. What I'm just really trying to do is paint this picture perfectly clear so everybody's broken down to the aspect of what's being done. If he knows there's going to be an uprising and he strips away the weapons, the only thing you're going to have is, you know, a bunch of angry people taken to the streets, and the ones that do have guns that are on the list, they're going to shoot you on sight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they're going to be illegal, and them guns is illegal, too.
Exactly. So listen to the move. The move right now, if that was made and they know what's getting ready to take place, they have no intentions of raising this debt ceiling. They're going to strip away Social Security, Medicaid, and all these things. It's going to detrimentally impact the black community. And right now, people are still trying to figure out what the fuck just happened in the last 14 days. And that is a very difficult, that's a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow right now. especially for people like myself that are in media, that are just basically looking at all these things, that are definitely, you know, getting phone call, email after email, really knowing what the business is. Now you being a young man, an artist in the industry that represents this youth, man, just let the world know really, you know, where their mind should be at with all this stuff that's popping off right now, man.
Their mind should be on protecting, on protecting their days, man. Like, it's a real, I don't want to be the one to say it, but the way I see it, like, we're going to have to fight. That's the way I see it.
That's right.
Like, why? Because they're trying to strip your money. They're going to take all your money, and then what? They're going to run up in your crib and take you next. Pretty much, because I know that you know that the people and the fans damn well know they're not going to sit in the house and be broke while their moms are sitting there on a deathbed. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Can't get no pharmacy prescriptions, no nothing. It's going down. It's going to be real crazy.
That's right.
It's going to be real crazy. I'm even speaking for myself. My mom's got lupus. It's going to be ill.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and so, you know,
I was about to go there and turn this morning on the police up at the courthouse.
Exactly.
Just for tickets. I mean, I done got a ticket set, 2 tickets each day.
Exactly.
Come on, man, I got 7 tickets in a week.
Exactly, and that's crazy, but that's the grind. They grind.
And that's parking tickets.
It's right, and it's targeting. They're going to squeeze us. They're going to force us. They're going to do everything under the sun. Keyword sun. Under everything.
We're going to have to fight, man. Exactly. We're going to have to fight.
You're gonna have to be prepared, and you gotta be prepared to fight mentally. You gotta be prepared to fight physically. You gotta be prepared to do what you must do in order to survive. We're talking
to survive. That's
here.
What it's a game.
That's right. This is
what it's about.
This game is survival.
This whole thing is about survival.
That's right. That's right. And
this whole thing is about survival.
Exactly. And everybody's got to really get their head in the game in terms of it. I know a lot of folks that don't want to think about, well, man, you know, well, we, you know, this, that, and the other. Maybe we don't need to do this. We don't need to say this. You know what? This is the deal.
Nah, everything needs to be said. Everything needs to be done at this point. Everything.
That's right.
Everything. Everything that wasn't done, everything that wasn't said, it needs to be done, man. It got to be done, man. That's the only way. That's the only way, man. I'm not saying, like, because Obama's saying the change thing, but the butterfly only survives for a day when it changes.
Right.
So how good is change? You know what I'm saying? Like, but we got to fight back. This shit can't keep going like this, my man. Like, it's been years and years and years, and they took out so many of our leaders, you feel me? Nobody riding with nobody robbing none of our leaders, man. I'm just finding this out. Nobody ride. I seen all them riots in the street. I'm thinking they was riding. Man, but you look, man, the people that all die by themselves and all of that, man. So, like, people got to stand up, man. Like, that's the only way, man, the only way. One person can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, at this moment, if I come out right now and I start speaking this crazy shit, yeah, they going to kill my ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to really be free, and I don't really got to worry about the stress here no more. But if nobody takes my legacy in them words of what I'm saying, and if it's not 10 of y'all or 20 of y'all or 30 of y'all, it's not going to make a difference, my nigga, because you need numbers, my nigga. You can't run hounds going into the courthouse with the shotgun by myself.
Right.
I can do it. You know what I'm saying? I might kill 5 niggas.
Yeah.
But the whole force, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know about that.
Exactly.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I could run up. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take teamwork, my nigga. And you know what I'm saying? Just like what you said, man. Even like you said, man, like, yo, I feel you spark. Man, like, I feel I am too. Like, I feel like I'm the energy to the car. I feel like I'm the battery to the car, man.
That's right.
You feel me? You take me out, the car ain't gonna go.
That's right.
Like,
that's
how I feel, man. That's how I feel with this. I'm not saying I'm like extra special, but I got them with me, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep continuing to make great music, man, and I'll continue to speak what you want to hear or what you don't want to hear regardless. Like, I'm gonna be real, I'm going to be a problem. I'm not going to comply with everything. I'm going to be real condemned. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go against it until people realize what's really going on. Like, you've been tricked and brainwashed for years and years and years. and years passed down through your parents, and your parents even teaching you the wrong things.
Exactly.
So this is how real it is.
Exactly.
This is how real it is.
It's very real. And you know what? The cry right now is for us to rally, to get together, to get informed, to basically take the knowledge that we've been given, share it, and implement. And again, it's going to be a week-long campaign that we're going to be doing on WTDTA Radio. You can definitely check the website, which is WTDTARadio.webly.com. We're going to be posting different various resources that are available for those that are definitely ready to survive. You know, right now, it's survival is king. And I want you to understand and know they are making plans. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they, you know, we get the whole speculative side of just what they're debating about. But what they are talking about is a plan. The enemy has a plan, so we need to have a plan. And the plan is very simple when you dissect it in certain ways. You know, if the slave submits, if all the slaves or the majority of the slaves decide not to submit, then who's going to run the plantation? Not real talk, y'all. I'm just going to stop right there. As you can tell, you know what I'm saying, we had a very, very, very deep and intriguing discussion the early part of the day. Shouts out goes out to my man, Mr. NYC, Corey Fluke, native of New York City, an artist that we love near and dear here on Where They Do That Radio, like all the other artists that's with us. I just want everybody just to kind of really just evolve and fast forward to present, today, to right now. Again, I just posted some very useful information on WTDTARadio.webly.com. Search through the website. You can actually, you know, check all the sites that's there. I have a link, the very last link on the website. You definitely want to read that if you don't read nothing else that's there. Some very interesting facts and some very interesting scenarios that people need to be made aware of. I got a lot of listeners that's locked in on tonight's broadcast. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm definitely going to go to the lines. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to see what you're doing in that. Because real talk, we want to hear the listeners, the world want to hear from the youth. The world want to hear from you in terms of just really what all this means and what exactly needs to take place. And again, you know, the only way we can actually survive is if we have to acknowledge where we are, take a stand, and understand that, you know, it's something that we can definitely do if we all pull together, but it's not going to work if we stand divided. You know what I'm saying? The way it works, if they can keep us divided, if they can keep our thinking on separate sides of the fence, if they can keep us confused, if they can keep us in fear, if they can do all these things, they've already won. But keep in mind this before I definitely open up the lines. God that we serve does not operate in the spirit of fear, chaos, and confusion. So if these three things are in the midst, it is not of God. So you've got to be very clear on where you stand in all of this. A lot of folks say, well, you know, how is this really going to affect me? Let me tell you how it's going to affect you, just to give you an example. It will affect you if you do not, if you choose to remain silent and don't say anything about it. You think the crime rate right now is high. Imagine in the next 6 days, if folks don't receive their Social Security benefits, if they don't receive, you know, their assistance from the state, if they don't receive these things, what do you think is going to happen? Just think about it. Imagine tomorrow waking up. And all the folks that depend upon the supplementary income is told, we don't know when you're going to get your money. I don't know what you're going to do. It's going to be pandemonium, ladies and gentlemen. Pandemonium. I'm saying don't wait until the last minute. I'm saying seek. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the lines right now. I'm going to definitely let them know what's up, what's happening. Matter of fact, I'm going to start out with Miss Red Breed, since it's Miss Red Breed Monday, and then I'm going to work down the line. I got a lot of folks who definitely got a lot of stuff to say. I want to definitely bring them on so we can definitely reiterate what really needs to take place. Yo, Miss Red Breed, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I just got your text, but I would love for you to just share with the listeners what you just said earlier.
With this whole division thing, because matter of fact, we actually talked about this today, because my you know, my professor, he's very smart and he's informative. He's worked, you know, he was a part of the Army, so he knows a lot of inside things. So he really does understand what's going on, and of course, he's going to prepare us for that. You know, he's really preparing us for what's getting ready to happen. And he was just explaining some of the things that are going to happen within the next couple of weeks. But as far as them, the reason why they try to keep us divided, because, if us come together, you know what I mean by us, we make a movement. But, you know, we can't come together because of, this person doing this or this person doing that, you know, because of things of that nature. And with me saying that, I've read the letter of William Lynch, and it explains why we act like this. Because if you know our history, we were kings and queens. We were never supposed to be slaves.
That's right.
You know, from Egypt to, you know, just the Ivory Coast, things of that nature. We are kings and queens. Royalty runs through our veins. That'll never change. That's just us. But if you read the letter of William Lynch, you understand why us as Americans, or us that have slavery in our us who have slavery in our ancestry, you understand why we act the way we do. And until you understand this, we'll never be able to change. And the crazy thing about it is a lot of us don't try to change because we don't read.
Okay.
That's a major problem with us. We don't read.
That's right. We don't read, so therefore we are influenced by the because we don't read as much as we need to, and we don't do the things that are necessary. We are subject to the things that we are around. And this becomes a very, 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 a very deep problem. And see, the thing about it is the very thing that they're using to enslave us, ladies and gentlemen, they're not hiding it from us. It's right there in black and white. It's right here. It's online. It's in every book. You can go to the library, you know what I'm saying, instead of you just sitting, you know, Facebooking your homeboy up the street or this, that, and the other, whatever you're doing, go on the shelf and pick up one of these books, like, you know, I don't know, just pick one. You know, let's pick the United States Constitution, for example. Grab a law book off the shelf. Let's just read what that means.
Please let me talk about that.
Definitely.
Do you realize we have no rights? The only right we have is the right to remain silent.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think a lot of people do not realize that Black Americans have no rights. If you read the Constitution, we're 16th Amendment citizens. The only right, we don't have the right to bear arms. We don't have the right to freedom of speech. We don't have any of those rights. If you actually take the time and you read the Constitution, we don't have rights. Women do not have rights, but it's worded in such a way where if you don't read it, you won't understand it. And until we band together and actually get that fixed, we'll never have rights.
That's right. I'm gonna tell you.
And
I'm gonna
wonder why police are able to get away with the things they do.
That's right, because they're taking over, and the we that they're talking about is them, not us. The capital W-E, that's if you look up, when you write the word capital W-E, that represents not all, but a specific person, a specific we, a specific entity. You know, if you want me to spell it out, they're talking about government, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about those that have taken the oath to you know, I'm going to be totally blunt with you, because this is what it's about. I got to let you know really what the business is. The we that's in the Constitution is not you and me. It is them. They have the rights. Everything external of that is a potential threat. Now, I took the time out, and I got various professors, individuals that are in law, outside of law, people that I deal with on a personal level. This is one of the documents that I actually posted on the website. The very fiber that holds this whole thing together is worded in such a way, but you got to understand, not only is it written one way, but to be interpreted another. This is where, you know, for those that do have family members that are in the military and so forth, they'll explain this to you in great detail. I want you tomorrow, if you're on your way to work, on your way to school, if you happen to pass any judicial building, courthouse, and so forth. I want you to look at the flag that's in the yard. I want you to look at, you know, now you'll see flags all over, you know, flying at full mast, this, that, and the other. But the flags that you see in every courtroom is not flown at full mast. It's flown at half mast, which represents a state of an emergency, which means we are at war. And anytime we're at war, the Constitution is not to be interpreted as democracy, but it's to be interpreted as martial law. The reason why is because when the Constitution was written, it was not written in a time of peace. It was written in a time of war. It was North against South. It was a domestic enemy. Everyone that was not we was a potential enemy. And so, therefore, anytime a certain level of resistance can come against that, all these Bill of Rights that Ms. Redbreed is just talking about does not apply. That's why if they suspect you of doing something you ain't got no business doing, they can come in without a warrant. They can search and seize. They can take your property. They can do whatever they said, and yes, you are guilty until you're proven innocent. Why? Because you're an enemy of the state. Don't take my word for it. It's in trading. Is it with the Trading with the Enemies Act, 1917, executive orders, everything from 2860 all the way down to 141. I know this verbatim because I had to memorize this stuff. Real talk, it's not me. It's there. You just got to read. Just like Ms. Redbreed said, they don't hide it from us. There. All we got to do is look at it. Real talk, it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man, that's deep. That is so deep. I'm telling you, you got me fired up a little bit here. So I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to get some more callers on the line.
You should be in my 8 a.m. class. We do this every morning. Every morning.
Yes, because this is what it's about. This is what it's about, man. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio is all about the urban experience. It's all about folks understanding and knowing really what the business is. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to take another caller. Ms. Redbreed, hold the line. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. Because, world, we need to know. We need to hear from you. We want to know if you're paying attention. We want to know if you understand what the business is. I'm going to take another caller right quick. Your caller, last four digits of your number is 2759. You're definitely live on the grind on Where They Do That At Radio. Who we got checking in?
Yo, it's your boy, CYN. What's going on, J-Dog?
Yo, you already know what's going on, my brother. What's good with you, CYN, in the building? Man, how was that weekend, man?
Oh, man, it was good. You talking about the weekend when we went to Augusta just this past weekend?
Yeah. How did that weekend go, bro?
Oh, it was good, man. It was good. You know what I mean? You know, Athens went down there and rocked the house. You know what I mean? Everything started a little late, so, you know what I mean? Everybody went on a little late as well. But, hey, man, look, once you get that mic in your hand, if you come with it, you go on. You know, I brung it all, baby. So, you know what I mean? It was great for me. Definitely did some networking.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Hey.
We here.
I know. That's what's up. You definitely got to keep that grind going, baby. You definitely got to keep that grind going, baby, man. Real talk, it is what it is, man. And again, I want to send shout outs to all of my guys there at Glance Radio, DJ Zoo, man, the whole crew. Real talk, you know, we definitely have, you know, an open line of additional listeners that are definitely tuning in, locking in, catching all this great content. We've been broadcasting all day throughout the day. I actually started broadcasting right around 12 noon today, and I ain't stopped yet. So real talk, it is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I get a chance to get you on the line, and you know, man, you definitely hit us over the head with some great stuff as well, man. You know, just in the aspect of what Ms. Redbreed was saying, what we've just been talking about, the information of a lot of things that they will say they, only because, you know, it's such an old word. You know what I'm talking about when I say they. But pretty much,
the powers,
you know,
that be, the powers that be, the popular culture, you know what I mean? You can call it what they want, you know what I mean? I'll show you.
Exactly. It has so many names, you know what I'm saying? But real talk, it's not that they hide anything from us. It's just they put it in places that we won't bother to look, like usually in a book.
Usually
in a book somewhere.
Just like she was talking about, you know what I mean, as far as where the lynch goes, you know what I mean? I mean, this was a preconditioned thought so many hundreds of years ago. You see what I'm saying? Before they even came over here to America, because what people fail to realize is that all the island places, as far as like Haiti and places like that, they had twice as many slaves as America did. You see what I'm saying? And before they even got to America, they told them, you know, you put the old slaves against the young slaves. You put the lighter slaves against the darker slaves. You understand what I'm saying? And where we have that preconditioned thought, and it's still taking place right now in 2011, like it did in 1995, 1965, 1985, then it's really hard to expect anything to come, any change to come about, not unless you really want it. But that depends on what the generation before is willing to do. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's always, my mom, my dad always told me, it starts in the household. So just like it starts in the household with raising your kids, it starts with the past generation as bringing up the next generation. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So,
I know what you're saying.
I mean, so if you don't have this past generation telling our upcoming generation, you know, look, know your history, keep your head on the swivel, just watch out for the snake in the grass, regardless if the snake in the grass is black, white, yellow, or orange. You understand what I'm saying? If we don't have that first generation telling our next generation, then what do you expect is going to happen? You see what I'm saying?
That's right. If we don't warn them, if we don't tell them, then again, this is why this WEAP campaign is so detrimental, because the writing, ladies and gentlemen, is on the wall, and it's been there in our face for so long, yet right now, because it's pivotal. And when I say pivotal means a turning point, meaning something detrimental, meaning that, you know, it's certain things in order for it to go to the next level, in order for, you know, the next wave of new change, newfangled wave, whatever you want to call it. There's certain preset things that happen that are pivotal points, and today is a pivotal point. Last week was a pivotal point. All these things from everything we've experienced over the last 6 to 9 months, and I'm going to even go deeper than that, before Barack took office, before Saddam Hussein was captured, pivotal points, all was the writing on the wall. And it's like, all right, if you don't believe nothing else that everybody has said or denied or argued or denied or whatever you want to call it, you should be able to simply observe and know from what you're hearing versus what you're seeing and then what you're feeling. I know for a fact that over 5-6 years ago, you could ask people, man, I remember a while back when gas went from 99 cents a gallon to $1.50, how people were bickering, complaining. We're just talking here in Georgia, you know what I'm saying, about how high gas is, this, that, and the other. No one never imagined spending $3, $4, $5 until they prove that it can be done. Now, I want you to just wrap your brain around that. And don't you understand that even in that mode of pivotal thinking, that pivotal point proved that people will pretty much go and do what they want them to do as long as they remain, you know, in oblivion. They're oblivious to what's going on. You know, the panic was, you know, people were panicking because they couldn't get enough gas to go from point A to point B. You know, it was a detrimental situation. You know, all everybody wanted to do was try to, you know, they were trying to figure out how they were going to get back and forth. I want you to know that if you don't pay attention to the things that are around you, the saying, what you don't know can't kill you.
And see, that's not to cut you off, J-Law, but that's what me and a couple guys at work were talking about today, because if you look at, okay, let's take it back to, let's say, 1961 through 1964, when you had Martin Luther King at his highest point before he got assassinated, JFK at his highest point before he got assassinated, as well as Malcolm X. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the world was paying attention to these transformations. You understand what I'm saying? The world was watching the civil rights movement take place. The world was seeing JFK and listening to him say, okay, well, we are all equal. We should all stand as one. Nowadays, you see what I'm saying? Nowadays, you have the world listening to the media, and you have the world so focused on, and I mean, you know what, and I'm not going to sit here in front. A person like myself, I was focused on the NFL lockout. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm a football guy, so I was definitely focused on it. But when you have the world focused on this stuff, they're worrying about what the people off of reality, what Basketball Wives is doing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some of them. You understand what I'm saying?
then you can almost imagine what is going to take place when the shit really hits the fan and nobody's prepared. Regardless of what it may be, I'm not saying that Earth is about to implode from the center. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that California is going to fall into the water tomorrow or anything like that. And it could, but I'm not saying it is. But what I'm saying is, regardless if it's the small, if it's the smallest thing or the biggest thing, the world is not paying attention to the important things nowadays like they used to.
Exactly, and that is a very dangerous environment. And this, you making a very key point. Understand and know that when the world is focused on the things that are of a detrimental or pivotal point, then it creates a sense of unity because everybody's sharing in the aspect of what the focus is about. But when they can keep us distracted from the true point of what's being done, it's very easy to distract, to change, to manipulate, to hide. All right, I'm just gonna break it down, and I'm gonna break this down. You know what I'm saying? A dude told me a while back, which it makes perfect sense. Now I'm in my 40s, or I ain't gonna say in my 40s. I'm knocking on the door. Knocking on the door. You know what I'm saying? God told me a while back. He said, "Man, just break it down. Just look, man. You know what I'm saying? The word history is his story. You know what I'm saying? Which is never gonna make sense until you chase back your story. You know, the best way to tell a lie is to tell the truth in such a way that people won't believe it." That's why they call it tell a lie vision, to tell a lie visually. You know what I'm saying? They can basically tell you whatever they want because you're going to be focused on his story and the tell a lie vision. Real talk, it is what it is. And the problem I have, because I work in media, is that there are too many of our young people not told exactly where they stand. And they are relying on something else to tell them what's cool, what's hip, what they're supposed to be, and where they're supposed to be going. All of our mentors, you know, even down to the family unit, being able to really, you can't even really discipline your child like you used to because now they have implanted certain things in the system where, you know, they actually take the power away from you. You know what I'm saying? You come to, you know, if you raise your voice too loud to your child or you do this, that, and the other, you know, they'll have the folks at your door. You know what I'm saying? And God forbid if you decide to discipline with a belt. Oh, my God, don't do that. But let me tell you something. You know what? My grandfather beat me when I got out of line. The lady down the street got on to me. Everybody else got on to me. And that kept me in line. We had less. I ain't going to say we didn't have problems, but we didn't have the shit that we got today. And all I'm trying to say is that where we're going, somebody along this roller coaster ride should be standing up saying, wait a minute, I don't want to ride this shit no more. I know where it's going. You ain't got to keep pissing on me and telling me it's raining for me to figure out what the business is. You don't need to, you know, I'm a person, and I strongly feel that I'm not the only one. I'm not a person who can just sit idle for too long and absorb a whole bunch of stupidity and expect insanity to come from it. You know, to do the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different results, is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing sane about that. But even the word insanity and even the word crazy, we got a way to play that all off now. You know, back in the day, crazy and insanity was the words you could say, and pretty much it would shock the nation. Now everybody's crazy and everybody's insane because if you don't comply to the rules of what they set, then guess what? You know, you're crazy, you don't comply, you're a radical, you're extremist, you're this, you're that, boom, boom, pow. They have a category and a selection for everything that you are. Real talk, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go to another caller. You already know what it is. Like I told you, man, we're going to get deep. We're going to break it down. I am not going to let you rest or sleep until you get in your mind, oh, really, what the business is. I'm going to go to another caller right now. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. Caller, last 4 digits of your number is 8629. They're definitely on the grind on where they do that at radio. Who we got checking in?
Hello, this is Miss Green. How you doing tonight, Jay?
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I know. It's a thick one tonight for sure. I just got a few words to say. Definitely, I just want to let y'all know we are headed for a one world order. If you don't know what's going on, please understand this. It's one world order. That's why you see things are chaotic. It's not the beginning and it's not the end. We're dead in the middle. But at the same token, what we have to do, we have to focus. You have to focus, okay? Because, see, as time continues to move, see, the only thing that moves on this earth is money and time. That's it.
Okay.
And the only thing that's certain is death and birth, okay? Mm. So money and time and death and birth is happening right now as you speak. All of those things are constantly moving at a rate that you couldn't even imagine. But at the same token, we have to focus. Okay, just like the brother said earlier, we got to know who we are. We got to know where we stand, okay? We have to get knowledge, you know, lack of knowledge a man shall perish. So that
That's
means
right.
you have to seek it so you can find it, okay?
Right.
And you really need to understand your biblical principles, like, you know, what your mama and them told you a long time ago, you know, not so much just go to church, but understand what that means. Understand what the biblical, and you can pick up the Bible, you know what I'm saying, because there's different religions out there. I'm not talking about religion, okay?
That's right.
I'm talking about knowledge. Knowledge. Everything that's going on right now is in a book, and the book is called a Bible, which is basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's what the Bible is, okay? There's all different types of Bibles, but all of them say the same thing. Even the Quran, if you take the Quran and you look at the words in the Bible, you will find out that it's very similar. It's very, very similar. But what I'm saying, people, is you have to focus, because, see, they're going to try your patience right now. Your patience is going to get tried. And see, what they want to do is push you over the edge. Now, we know what the history is. We know that, you know, years ago, when we were in slavery, we were separated. They had our own people against us, but the same thing is happening today. They're using our own people to defeat us. It's called black genocide, if you don't know what it is.
Okay.
That's what it's called, black genocide. They're using your own people against you in different times, but the same old game. It's the same thing. It's been that way for years and years. You know, I was born in 1964. See, I don't mind telling my age, Jay. I was born in 1964, and that was one of the times where, you know, Martin Luther King got assassinated, okay, and a lot of other things were happening. You got the civil rights movement. So I grew up in a time, even though I was a child, I still felt it. I actually saw what my mother had to go through, where she had to walk to the back of an area just to use the bathroom. She couldn't go in the front part to say she wanted to get a drink or something. Like, everything was segregated. Back
right.
then. But what is the difference? There is no difference. There is no
That's
difference.
Right.
Yeah, you can move around, but you're still limited. You're still
That's
limited.
Right.
But the
That's
thing
right.
is, they can't take from you, and that's your mind.
They
cannot take your mind from you, and they can't take your peace. Only if you give it to them. Only if you give it to them. And that's their objectivity, is to remove you from a disciplined mind and take your peace, because they want you to make mistakes. When you make a mistake, when you say the wrong thing out of order, you know, you got to learn a lot from Martin Luther King, okay? He had the greatest discipline, even at the hardest of times, even when things were falling apart around him, when he was being beaten, he stood, because he knew he served a God that would everything he spoke is happening today. We are walking in this thing. So we got to remember the great ones. We got to remember the ones that stood the test of time, and we learn from that, and we move forward. We have to come together. How can two walk together if they don't agree? We can't be divided. This is what it's going to take. It's going to take everyone to collaborate to each other and to form what they call a necessary union, okay? A necessary union, so we can be educated on what we need to do so we can move forward. So when this thing collapses, I mean, when it really falls out, the bottom really falls out, when the shit hit the fan, when it really hits the fan. Okay, the ones who are high up, okay, they got all the money, Okay, they're not worried about it because, see, they can go ahead and burn themselves in a hole somewhere or take some kind of ships, you know, far away and leave this place, okay? But the ones who are still here, we got to survive. And without God, we can't do it. It's impossible. Right. You can't do it by yourself. It has to be a higher authority, and that's who it is, a higher power, whatever you want to call him, but you have to have God in your life. This is a critical, critical time. I can't even express to you how critical it is. Walking out your door, just walking out your door, you know what I'm saying? They changed everything about the televisions, if you notice, so they can look inside your houses. That's
right,
what it
exactly.
is. They want to look inside your house. So when you got so you got cable television, you got the satellite, and okay, now they can do all of that, and they can bring all these things to you. What makes you think that they can't see inside your home?
There you go. That's the point I'm trying to make. Is if you look at it, if they're giving you all of these things that can do all of this stuff, do not think that it just is a one way mirror. It works both ways, and this is the reason why I made the most recent posting on WTDTA radio for this exact same reason. Look, everything is by design, and their plan is right there in front of us. And for some reason, you know, I've had like several different callers, you know, throughout the day. One young lady, you know, was actually really talking about just, you know, different things that need to be done in the community to really help reinforce, you know, the financial burden that's going to be taking place. It's going to take all of us coming together in order to make this happen. But it's not that it can't be done. It is already there for us to do. But it's going to take certain individuals to step out to do that. And the thing about it is everybody right now, until they get out of their comfort zone, until they start to feel that coldness on the back of their neck, when they really start, when they wake up in the middle of the night, not knowing where their next meal is going to come from, not knowing how they're going to pay the utilities, not knowing what they need to do. We're going to break it down. Like I said at the beginning all day, today is the day that we need to really reflect and think about surviving, because it is survival right now. And understand and know the ones that know from an intricate standpoint, the screws that are being turned in all this, they have made preparations. And see, it's the preparation part that a lot of our youth is really feeling. Just like my man Corey Fugle was on earlier, who we had on the broadcast, you know, early part of the day, you know, he made a very valid point. He said just in New York City alone, when you look around, you see more law enforcement out. You see more of the authority out than you've seen in a long time. Now, yes, it's the summer. More people are doing this, that, and the other. But there is a reason. There is a reason. Because, see, understand and know, they're not as dumb as we think either. You know, I'm going to back it all the way up, too. Trust me, you know. It's, you know, they ain't say they all that smart either. What I am going to say is they're not as dumb as we want to think, too. They are preparing. They are preparing for some sort of backlash. Exactly. So you trust me. That's why they've been building more prisons. They've been building schools. That's why everything right now is about corrective thinking. It's about building a submissive mindset to the rules or the rule makers that break the rules. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna write a rule that only applies to me, but it don't apply to you? But yet you're trying to tell me and feed me that everything is equal when I know it's not. You know what I'm saying? Even when I was growing up in school, you always segregated groups of people who was, quote-unquote, more smarter or was going to this, that, and the other. It was all about group segregation. Certain groups got special privileges. This has not changed, even in the corporate world. You know this. Everybody needs to really just take heed to the writing that's on the wall, because the writing on the wall is the same writing that's been there since day one. And when you really examine it, you know where you stand. And if you're going to continue to think that I can't do anything about it, they have already won. They don't need to put a chain on your hands and feet no more. It's on your mind. You're prohibiting your own self. You're waiting for something else to declare to you where you should be in all this. And that is a very dangerous environment to or even a concept to even conceive right now. You know, right now is not the time to throw in the towel and to give up. No, you know what I'm saying? Even with prayer without actions is worthless. You can't just, you know, look, understand and know that when you step into this realm, when you really implement this into this realm, and you know, the things that you need will be given to you, but you got to be willing to see. Just like Ms. Green is saying, you got to be, everybody that's on this line tonight, everybody in their heart knows it. You got to be willing to look. You got to be willing to listen. You know what I'm saying? It's just that deep. And I really want people to really think about what's really going on, because I can only do this. I am allowed by the powers that be to do what I do on a day-to-day basis. Now, I'm going to put this out here so everybody really get the gist of what I mean by this. Now, every time I say something that's a little bit too close to the truth, I get the email, I get the call, I'm in a conference call, and I'm being told, Jay, oh, man, you got to, you know what I'm saying? I was like, look, I don't know about you, but, see, I don't have a yacht yet. I don't have a mansion yet. I don't have all this stuff yet. So these people that's really going to be a victim to a lot of this stuff, I'm connected to them in more ways than you can imagine. So I feel like this. If I see something that you're going to show to me because I'm one of you, that you're not willing to show the ones that can really benefit and help, then it's my job to go out to the ones that don't know and tell them. What part of this, you know, and that's how I start every one of my conversations every time they pull me into the office. It's like, now, if it was being told or if it was being shown, if it was being said this particular way, then I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have to say that. I'd just sit here and just play records and just do what I do and keep it moving. But it bothers me with all the listeners that I have on the air, all the listeners that we touch every day, that it's only a handful, and when I say a handful, less than five, that are really going after the youth in an aggressive standpoint to intrigue them to really see the world for what it is. And to me, because I have children, I have grandchildren, I cannot sit around and just let my kids and my grandkids be bombarded by all this subliminal BS and me not telling them what the business is. I can't see them. And I shouldn't be the only one that feels that way, and I really feel that I'm not. I'm just letting everyone know. So again, there are all some things that you need to know. Again, the website is WTDTARadio.webly.com. Go to the website. Go through all of the links. I'm going to put out the last link. You go to the last link. Please read the last link. There's a lot of information in that link that is detrimental to your survival. Detriment. Because, see, it's a writing on the wall, but in that writing is also the solution. You just have to see it. You just have to understand it. You have to conceive it. I can only give it to you so many ways, and then it's up to you to pick it up and do something with it. Definitely, Ms. Green, as you can tell, man, I've been on this campaign all day. We've been dealing with a lot of folks with a lot of issues, and at the end of the day, it's ultimately left up to everyone to definitely take heed to what's there and understand that you can do something. You can say something, you know, just like Ms. Green was just saying, you know what I'm saying? This is what our forefathers laid down their life for. So for you to not even think that it doesn't apply to you, you're fooling yourself. And even you know, whether you want to admit it out loud or not, you can feel it. You can feel it. If no one even says anything, you can feel it. You can look around, you can see it. It's right there. So you definitely have to take heed to it. I'll take another caller right quick, see if we can bring him on the line right quick so we can definitely get some more input on this tough topic. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the urban awareness. And urban awareness, if you ain't figured it out, it's not a black or white thing. it's everyone that this movement will affect in a positive way, if you allow it. Also, it's for the ones that yet still don't quite understand, you know, really what's at stake and really what's going on. This is what this urban experience and urban movement is about. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take another caller right quick, see if I can bring him on, and definitely, you know, definitely get some input on this whole situation. So just hold the line. Let's see what's up. Caller, last 4 digits of your number is 0087. You're definitely live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got checking in?
What's going on, Brother Jess?
Hey, man. Holding it down, holding it down. What's good with you, H.S.?
Not too much. I'm cool. What's up with Miss Rare Breed, man?
Yo, man, Miss Rare Breed, she out there cooling. She out there holding it down. You know what I'm saying? The whole crew is holding it down. The rest of the world is holding it down. They're sitting. You know, some of them probably sitting, standing. Might have to go smoke a cigarette after all the stuff we were just talking about. Real talk, it is what it is. What's good with you, man?
Yeah, man, I'm just enjoying life. Well, getting to the point of enjoying life. My eyes are just open, man. Open.
Right, yeah. That's a good thing, man. I'm glad you said your eyes are just open, man. Real talk. It's good to know that a fellow brother's eyes are open.
I heard
man Corey Fluke was on the joint a little bit ago. Yeah, like I said, man, yo, Corey is, man, that dude has some kinetic energy, man, that this dude is, it's the youth. I think what it is with him, he represents the level of youth, the ones that really look at, they see it, they feel it. And it's some that are still, they're still trying to put, you know, one and one together. They're trying to put two and two together. And like I said, Fluke had a very, very, me and him had a very, very interesting conversation, a very great interview. Pretty much it was really about just making, you know, everyone around you aware. And, you know, he made a very, you know, valid point. He said, you know, so, you know, his fight is with his music. To make sure that every chance he gets an opportunity to speak to the world, he's going to speak the truth. He's going to let them know, you know, what it is, you know, in terms of what's going on. And, you know, you have to gravitate towards that in order for you to really stay, you know, engaged in all this. And, you know what I'm saying? Also being an artist, you know, as well in the industry, you're really going to start to see just really the power that you guys have. This is why there's a constant attack on artists. You know, I don't know if you figured this out yet or not. You being an artist, you know you guys are under attack, right?
Hell no, I'm not under no attack. I honestly believe that I control everything that I'm going to do for myself and my family and everybody else that's around me. You know what I mean? As far as me being under attack, nah. I've been through too much, man, to sit around and think about what could happen. And I just go with life, man. I really don't got time to sit around and think this or think that. I have a plan, and I run with my plan. And if something happens that I wasn't expecting, I expect it like that.
Gotcha. So
unexpected. My mind is just it's beyond everything right now. It really is.
Gotcha. So another. See, you just basically answered the question because you have a plan, because you have thought out your move strategically to a point where you know, okay, this is what I got to do. You know, for me to go from point A to point B, I gotta have C. You know, there's a lot of people, and I know a lot of young folks right now, and I'm gonna step on some toes just for a second. I know a lot of young folks right now that ain't got that kind of plan right now.
That's true.
They know.
I mean, another thing too, that might mess it up. My plan may not work because of the fact that I'm something might happen to me. You know, but in mine, I got something that's there.
Exactly. The thing about it is that to give you a certain level of closure, a certain level of sanity, is that you have analyzed what needs to be done and you have made preparation and a plan to do the things that you can. All right, it's just like, it's very simple. It's very simple. In order to survive, you have to want to survive, first of all. You just give up on it. You just can't think somebody will come in and just take care of you. You got to take care of yourself. You got to figure out, you know what, I can do this, perfect. Second of all, I just know where I can get the things that I need in order for me to have So, but it's a lot of young people that have not thought it out in that methodical, type, logical standpoint. I know a lot of young folks that are very sporadic. When I say sporadic, they kind of just go like the wind blow, you know. Wind blow this way, they go that way. Wind blow this way, they go that way. They react.
That's like
see, whenever I'm gonna argue with you for a second. I don't really think you're a reactor. I don't think you react. I think you adjust. I think you adapt. I think as things happen, because what I'm hearing from you and what I'm seeing with you, for the short time that I've known, is that you adapt. You adapt to the things that are around.
That's true.
Which means your mind has opened up to absorb the changes that are around you. You are paying attention. This is why you have Watch Me Production. You're saying, well, look, watch me. You're adapting. See, it's a difference. If more young folks adapt to situations, then they can make better decisions, you know. But if they're reacting, it's a difference. A reactive mindset has no thought. It's a reaction.
Something
happens to it. You follow what I'm saying? It's not like they thought about it. It's, you know, you help them, they react.
Okay.
We have to make sure that's where the problem is in a lot of instances, because they can only base their movement on our reaction. They can only base what they're going to do or say or plan on our reaction. And the only thing that, you know, what determines that is you. We determine that. We determine how we're going to react. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, again, the sad part of it, that sentence that I just said, is that most people, until it gets personal with them, don't care. They look at a person being robbed. They look at a person's house get broken. You know, you ain't got heroes that go over there and say, hey, man, put that back or this, that, and the other. Everybody has been taught to mind their own business.
I'm gonna tell you like this. When it comes to certain things, like you know how everybody had this stop snitching campaign and all that. It's like, hold on real quick.
Huh?
I'm busy. Give me a second. I'm sorry. Give me one second. Hello.
It's all good.
Yeah. So like when they had that little stop snitching little campaign thing, I feel as though somebody do something to you personally, you can do what you want. You know, nobody should be upset about that, but other people, they may have that messed up. So certain things like that, that's a problem for me.
Yeah.
But
it's deep. It's like, okay, think about what you just said. All right.
Yo, I'm
feeling
a different place too, Jay.
Exactly. I'm finna bring it out. So this makes perfect sense. You're right. If someone does something to you that harms yourself, any of your family, your seeds, you are supposed, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You are supposed to react. You are supposed to do something. If something harms, hurt, or show a threat of hurt, harm, or danger to your person, to your family, to your children, to your seeds, you are supposed to react. Now, we're gonna stop right there. Now, that one phrase, everything, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to react. You're supposed to do whatever you're supposed to do to protect your seed, your children, your family, at all costs. I feel you're less than a person if you allow things to happen and you don't do something. All right. The society that we live in that same breath, is saying that, okay, all right, well, if something happens, don't take matters into your own hand. We got things in place where we can definitely, you know, handle that for you, because we don't want you to get in any trouble. All right, now, so it's like, okay, they're trying to protect us from ourselves. Okay, well, that kind of works to a degree, but let's look at how they're protecting us. The protection that we get is only protecting us to a degree. Because guess
Jay,
what?
With me, you got to give me like a specific example of something. You know, like, are you talking
right,
army versus
civilians? Let me give you an example. Let's give you an example, all right? Like, let's say your daughter, right?
Okay.
Let's say, for instance. Let me give you a real deep example. I'm going to pass this around the room. I love when you put me on a spot like this.
I know, yeah, right, get deep, man. This is what the listeners need right here. They're going to understand me, right?
This is my shorty, right? You and your shorty.
Okay.
There is no food in the house.
None.
There's no money in your pocket.
None.
Your shorty's been crying for the last 6 hours, Daddy, I'm hungry. And all you can do is look at it. No money. No, you know. So that the first thing, the first thought that pops in your mind is, yo, my baby's crying. My baby's calling on me. Daddy, do something. She's crying because, and she's reaching out to you because she feels you're a father. You feel what I'm saying? So, Daddy, do something. The first thought that pops in your mind is, damn, I ain't got no money. It ain't no food in here. There's nobody I can call to come in. Let's say you did all that. Let's say you went. You did, quote, unquote, the right thing. You know, you called the neighbors. You called folks. Everybody's in this mind their own business syndrome. So nobody is willing to help you feed your seed. Now another hour done rolled. Check this out now. Another hour don't roll around. So you like, damn it, Daddy finna do something. So what Daddy do? Daddy looks down the street. There's a store down the street. You know what I'm saying? Now, back in the day, Daddy was a stick-up kid. He might have did some, you know, things on this, that, and the other. But right now, it's to the wire. Kid ain't ate in about 4, 5, 6 hours now. She's crying. She got to the point now where she's whimpering now. Now, you go to the store to do what you got to do. Listen to where I'm going with this. All right. You're supposed to do something in that situation. Sporadic thinking, radical thinking, reactive thinking. But yet, it makes sense to a lot of folks that how we are going with this, because it's like, you know what? If you went to the store and you went to and talked to the owner and said, look, I got no money, my seed is crying, I need some food. I don't care what you can give me. Just give me something, man. I'll work it off. That you be as humble as you can. Humble as you can. Humble as you can possibly be. And this man looks you dead in the face and tell you to get the fuck out of his store. Listen to what I'm going to say to you. At that moment, do you A, do what most people in that situation after they done did everything right? You know what I'm saying? Most people that I know from the hood, most people that I know, when it got down to that, pretty much, oh, when I come up out of there, I'm coming out there with something. Whether he give it to me or not, I'll just take my lumps as it comes because I got to feed my seed. Now, everything that I explain can't be justified one way or the other. If you had to go rob the store, whatever you had to do, society will say, you know what I'm saying, well, you know, this, that, and the other. Now, keep in mind, you being the father was like, yo, I went to my neighbors. Yo, I went to my community. I went to these places, and nobody was willing to help me feed my seed. So I took matters into my own hands. So now I'm wrong for not being able to feed my seed, but it's the external that's affecting the internal. There are a lot of people that are in situations like this every day. Every day. Every hour on the hour, it's a constant minute-to-minute survival decision. Now, the writing on the wall says, don't worry. We'll protect you. We'll do this. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. You don't have to go and do all of these other things that are out there. But what they really are, what they just said in the all kind melodic voice is also saying that, trust me, You know what I'm saying? Yes, we're going to do these certain things, but you know what I'm saying? Everything has a price. What are you going to give us? What are you going to do? The point I'm trying to make is this. I know men, and I'm going to really put my soul out here on this, man. As a father, I've been in situations like that in my youth. I have had homeboys that are doing a 20-year bid right now because they took matters into their own hands. You know, everybody was out there in the world doing what they had to do to make ends meet. They couldn't get a job. They had got a couple of, you know, misdemeanors that turned to felonies. Now they got a felony. They can't get a job. They're ping-ponging from this, that, and the other. You know, the probation officer is tripping. The parole officer is tripping. Everybody's tripping. Everybody's tripping. Everybody's tripping. So he ends back up into the same socket that put him there to start with. But it's his problem. You know, everybody else has an external finger pointed saying it's his problem. It's his problem. It's his problem. And everybody's got the solutions. Everybody's got, oh, you get in this program, you get into this, but the program doesn't do him any good when it's a detrimental, pivotal point where he has to make a decision. The younger the generations are in pivotal situations, they become more radical in their thinking because of the things that they are influenced by.
That's a fact.
The point I'm trying to make in that is that if this was you in that situation, because
hey,
you have good things.
I never really thought to go with the mask and gun situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in the streets tripping.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, she got what she needed.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I said at the end of the day, my daughter got what she needed. Well, from my side of things, you know.
Gotcha.
And she still does.
Exactly. You did what you had to do, but you didn't go to those extremes. I put it in extreme measure to make an example of just how real a lot of the struggles are. And it's not a struggle that's like a strange story to a lot of people. Because
I just say everybody needs to figure out what they're going to do with themselves, man. I think a lot of people get comfortable on a daily basis with certain things, and then they can't.
Right.
They, you know, if you do something for so long, for example, like I call this station every night, you know? So then
that's right.
It becomes a habit. After a while,
that's
when it's like, let's say I had something to do,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, damn, I can't hit Jay up tonight. That, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of like something's missing at that point. So I feel like,
that's,
you know,
right,
when people do certain things in their life, all their life, you know, if you live in the trap, you're going to be around people that's trapping, and most likely one day you're going to end up doing that unless you get yourself out of that situation.
That's right.
You know?
That's
so
right.
What I do, if people want to know what I do, is I find people who have a situation, they have something that they want to say, something that's coming from the heart, that's on their mind, like my man Maverick Poe with this Dummy Language, Part 2, Volume 1, you know, just look out for it. He really speaks his mind on it, and he expresses his struggle, his own internal struggle with his life, the way he grew up and stuff like that.
That's right.
That's why I really love music.
That's right, because it gives you the ability to get that out and into the ears and eyes of others that preferably feel the same way or can relate. The music unites and allows you to relate, and it allows you to express. The very things that they're trying to strip away from us is the very same thing that we need in order to survive. We need to be able to communicate with each other. We need to be able to tell the world how we feel internally and externally.
I say if they stop that, like if they stop music one day where they say, look, you can't do music, the world will be hectic. Like if there's no more music, it's over for the world. There's nothing will ever go beyond that.
Exactly.
Since you cannot do music anymore, everybody's snapping. So, yeah, I might have a mask on, but that would be for some music.
Okay. That makes sense. But you know what? That makes sense. It's you know what? That's the realness of it. The realness of it is this. The music will never stop as long as we stay informative as long as we stay innovative, as long as we stay where we need to be. The key point is today is the day. Today is the day that you start, if you haven't started, or if you already started, to fine-tune your plan, to really open your eyes a little bit more to really what the writing on the wall is saying. And so you really know where you're standing, so you really know what you need to do. You know, there's no such thing as being, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason. Things just don't happen just out of chance. Things happen for a reason. It was a reason that you woke up today. There's a reason that we're on the broadcast tonight. There's a reason after we get off this broadcast tonight that you're going to meet the person you may meet that you might have never seen before a day in your life, and you may have something to give them, a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, or just simply the best gift you might give someone is to just simply listen. We're caught up in a world right now where people can't express themselves, nor can we listen. Think about all this technology we have right now to share our thoughts. How many of us are really listening? How many of us are really hearing? How many of us are really absorbing and taking all this stuff and willing to do something with it?
Hey, I can say something like that, Jay. When I was younger, you know, before I really started getting into this music thing, I used to really focus on all kind of music. Like, somebody would throw me some music from anywhere. I'd be like, okay, let me listen to it. And I would listen to that music. And I find myself now that I'm into music, certain times I'm just like, I don't even want to hear music unless it's myself. And that might sound weird, but I feel as though I use my music for motivation to myself. You know, it's not really for anybody else. It's just for myself. Like, I'm thinking, does she like songs like that? My life, like, these are things that I listen to. Like, damn, this is the type of shit I was going through. You know what I mean? Like, because it makes me think I don't want to go back there. I want to go.
It's motivation, exactly. It's your motivational tool. It's the thing that makes you motivate to step into a more positive environment and do things more for others than for self. It makes, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Do you think about how many people, if they had the same type of outlet? Think about it. You know, what you just said, man, is a major solution.
You know, more people should do music, or
whatever God has blessed them with in terms of talent to do that. They should be able to use the talent that God has given them to definitely express themselves and get that gift out so it can be shared, so it can influence, so it can motivate not just yourself but others. This is what it's about. But you know what? All that's power, my man. That's power. That is more power than it. That's more power than it. That's right.
Go ahead.
It's more power than any gun that you can ever that they can ever forge against you, man. It's more powerful than anything they can try to hide from you, man. That's power. They fear that power. Now, if they can control it, they're on the winning side of it. That's the whole deal. The power that we have to break all of the chains and all the walls they ever will put up, we possess it. But we gotta use it wisely, and we gotta put it all together. It all goes together with every other thing that's out there. You gotta put it together. What I'm gonna do right here, man, like I said before, I'm gonna get my girl Miss Green on the line. Definitely have her reiterate what we just heard. I got to get ready to actually do this next feed. I appreciate all the listeners definitely tuning in, doing what they do. We ain't done yet. Like I said, it's just the beginning. Real talk, it's going to be an all-week campaign. We want you to stay informed. We want you to know. We want to hear from you. The number is 347-934-0318. This is where they do that at radio. Yo, H, hold the line. Let me see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 5393. You're definitely live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got checking in?
Oh, man, I'm through. Lisa, what's going on?
What's good, man? I feel you, man. Hey, I'm sorry it took so long to get to you, man. Yo, real talk.
Nah, I'm chilling. I don't even call to anticipate talking, man. I like hearing the shows.
Hey, that was up. That was up. Real talk, man. I know you got some definite things you want to definitely drop on us on what you just heard, man. I'm going to try to bring my man Birthmark on as well, man. Let me know what's good.
Man, I'm taking it all in. I mean, sometimes you just got to, you know, sit back and just listen. So today it ain't one of them days. I mean, of course, you know, I mean, I can make, you know, detrimental points and things of that sort, man, that touch on the topic, you know, but I wouldn't be not necessarily saying nothing that hasn't been covered today. You know, shout out to everybody that called in today and voiced their opinion, man. They was right on point. Shout out to everybody that's listening, tuning in, you know what I'm saying? If it's, you know, keeping y'all interest and it's holding y'all, you know what I'm saying, keeping y'all glued to the phone, then, you know, definitely shout out to you. Shout out to J-Dog, V-Dub, Beanie Weenie, Miss Red Breed, just everybody, the whole camp. So that's pretty much it. I'm chilling.
I hear you, man. With that being said, you know, hey, it's all about this movement, my brother. Like I told you, man, this thing is bigger than all of us put together and then some, man. The world needs to hear it. The world needs to know, you know, that there's definitely some things that we definitely need to want to address and inform and get implemented in our community, because that's what it's about. Real talk, like I said, this is going to be a week-long campaign. I'll be back up in the morning. Yo, if you want to catch an early morning broadcast, we are going to be live 12 o'clock tomorrow, and we're going to ride this thing again to 12 o'clock again. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, for all y'all to know, I'm going to be on FTA radio on Wednesday, worldwide feed. I'm going to actually, matter of fact, I think ABC, NBC, we may have a link on Sirius Radio as well. I'm going to be really – what you're hearing right now is what you're going to be hearing and then some. I'm bringing some of the artists with me, so I'll be definitely probably making some phone calls throughout the – if not tonight, definitely by tomorrow to really get the rest of the folks locked in to these interviews. The world is definitely ready to hear from us. The world is definitely ready to know, you know, in terms of what you're doing. They want to know where you're doing it at. They want to know what you're doing with your music. They want to know where you're going with it, what you're going to do in the community. These things are very detrimental because, man, there's a lot of work that we all can do together, but it's going to take all of us coming together. Key word, together, not divided, not single, but together. Real talk, you know, they can't beat us if we stand up together. It's when we stay divided. It's when we stay segregated. It's when we are standing alone that, you know, it's easy for the attacks to definitely come against us. Real talk, this is Where They Do That Radio. I'm going to be back tomorrow live on this feed with Where They Do That Radio, Blog Talk Radio, from 9:30 until 11:30. You can catch me as well 12 a.m. tomorrow morning on Spreaker as well as Last FM, the whole nine yards. We're going to have the whole crew up in here doing what we do. This is the urban experience like never before. Well, we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. All we ask is everybody, just get your mind right, stay motivated, stay positive, keep doing what you do. And we'll be back tomorrow, same station, same bat time for the grind on Where They Do That Radio. Yo, what's up?
If they liking that Do Something, pay attention to all she wrote. That's CO the Vet. He got me featured on there, and he got Y Blade on there. We're going to be sending it to you sometime this week. But that Do Something, that's, you know, my track featuring CO the Vet and HS. Shout out to HS This Thing. But pay attention to that all she wrote, man. That's it. J-Dawg's going to have you flipping.
Oh, okay. Man, look, since you said that, I already know what's up. So, man, I can't wait to definitely get that, man. Fans, you hearing this live, that's my man, Leak the Legend, letting you know, man. Y'all need to pay attention, man. Yo, it's definitely getting ready to get thick in here. Yo, this is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. We're going to ask you to stay positive, stay true, keep your eyes open. You already know what it is. Till tomorrow. Thank you. Good night. God bless.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you.